Good morning, I'm Bonile Khanyi. It's emerged former staff at one of the NGOs that housed psychiatric patients from Life Esitimini have destroyed patient files which could set back police investigations. A new board started at the Takalani Home for Mentally Handicapped in Soweto last December and says it arrives to little or no paperwork and had to begin patient assessments from scratch. The NGO, which is located in Deep Kloof, is where many of the first victims of the so-called Life Esitimini tragedy died. At least 144 patients lost their lives in 2016 after the Gauteng Health Department unlawfully moved them from Esitimini facilities to illegal or ill-equipped NGOs. Masego Rahlaga has more.
During a DA walkabout of the premises today, the media was briefed by the new board and new staff members here at the Takalani Home for the Mentally Handicapped. Judgment Gumede is the director here. He says many were fired for wrongdoing last year, while some resigned. Gumede says two previous board members were charged with 99 counts of mismanagement and other offences.
Both of them were charged for fraud and theft of the institutional funds. And all the charges is 99 charges for both of them.
He also says when they arrived here in December, they found no files.
We had to re-register the organization afresh. In terms of the administration, there were no any proper records. We only found staff records there. Critical information for the running of the institution, all the information was deleted on the computers.
There are also allegations of theft amounting to millions of rands against former employees of the home. Masego Rahlaga, Eyewitness News, Soweto.